here there, the first brown shirts were seen, students came in with the stormtrooper uniforms, and it became more, as time went on, more and more uncomfortable for us, for the Jewish students. But the whole thing changed abruptly after Hitler came to power in the spring semester of 1933. All of a sudden, majority of the male students came in stormtrooper uniform. Yes, stormtrooper uniforms, and there was an abrupt cleavage between the Nazi students and the rest of the, particularly the Jewish students. Just as a aside or the anecdote, I was studying, I was working with a fellow whom I considered my friend. I mean, we were on very good terms. And after the semester vacations in 1933, he turned out to be the leader of the Nazi student organization. And I think due to my former, previous good relations with him, I can say that I went through the rest of the medical school fairly unscathed. As the time went on, the conditions at the school became intolerable.
What was happening?
Once group of stormtroopers, I even don't know whether they were all medical students or whether or not some outside, stormed the classes and threw us out. Threw us down the steps aside from all the patriotic remarks he showered us with. And there was a beginning and advancing fight against the Jewish student body and the Jewish faculty. The faculty in Breslau had a good number of Jewish professors and professors of Jewish origin. And gradually there developed the boycott. The Aryan, quote, Aryan students boycotted the lectures by the Jewish or Jewish-born professors, which ironically had a very beneficial effect for us, at least in the beginning, because the Jewish student body practically had private private instruction by the
What was the response of the non-Jewish faculty?
None. They just spread everywhere throughout the Holocaust. I mean, you hear it all the time. The reaction of the non-Jewish population in general, and that applied to the academic faculty too, was just non-inaction. They just let it happen. Nobody rose up in defense or directing the student body to behave decently. They just let it happen. The same as the church. Very few church leaders spoke out against the Nazi atrocities.